in here to hear about Yossi Cohen.
Yom HaKippurim Tov Shin Pei Vov. We have said many times so far with the past few days, and we will say Vishem tomorrow, continue saying, and they are saying Keil Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. Kisei Rachamim, the throne of Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Let's not forget, it's called Yomim Noiroim, days of awe, because there are Moiridika days when Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesim, Psuchim Lefanov, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon, Yimzeb Kippur Yikasevon, Meichye, Meyomos, Meyishofen, Meyorun, it's all open. There's Yom Neuroim. Same time, Kisei Rachmin. What does this mean, Kisei Rachmin? What does this mean for us? Melech Yeshiva Kisei Rachmin. The possible beginning of Bereshis Rashi in the first Pasuk Bereshis, Pasuk Bereshis Bora Elohim is a Shemayim Nesaret. Elohim is with a Sadim. The Rashi brings there that later on we find in the Pasuk it says B'yoyim B'roy Hashem Elohim Eretz Hashemayim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is a Loshon Rachamim. The Rashi says B'tchila Olam Machshava Liber Ha'olam Mid Sadim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world Mid Sadim. Rosh Ein Olam Skayim. It's not going to work. People just can't survive and manage to handle this complete Abidus Adin. Hiktim Midas Arachmim. He brought forward Midas Arachmim. The Shitzpah made a partner, Shutter, Abidus Adin. That's why it says, B'yoim Asois Hashem Alikim Eretz Hashemayim. Kavyochel, as we spoke and saw, that the original Bereshis Bala Alikim is not working. Not going to work. And we need to have Rachmim. Fine. That's therefore the world survives only with the Mahalach of Rashi. The question is, one word is interesting here, and that is, it says, Hiktim. Hiktim, Midas Rach, Midas Adin. It says, Shitef means, it's both partner of the two. What's the Hiktim? Both brought that forward. So, Kabbalah Gibshat, Peter Dudomagi. Dudomagi says, we say it in davening, we said it today, we say it every time we say it, Tachnun. Al Tizko Lono Abonis Rishonim, Maheri Yakadmunu Rachamecho, you're all familiar with the pasuk from Tachanun. Al tizcholon avonis rishonim. Maher, quickly, yekamunu rachamecha kidaloi numoi. So he says, a person, Nebuch, gun, he stole. So a good friend of his, a loyal friend of his, will say, Reuven, such a fine person, a good husband, good father, really a decent man. Nebuch, found it so hard. He was under such pressure, Nebuch, he stole it. Painted, first of all, a very positive picture. And then, once he's done that, then Nebuchadnezzar. Somebody who dislikes Reuven, he's going to say, Reuven, mad gunner, a thief, a low-down thief. No, he did, he went and stole. Okay, he was pressurized by various external factors. But mad gunner, what does it sound like? Look at the difference. The difference is how he first, where did he first hear the good about the person? Once he painted that picture, he set that up. Then afterwards, yeah, no, I took a ton of Avera. Or, okay, just highlight the Avera and highlight the bad, and give the excuses afterwards. Yeah, it's too late, it's not going to help. So I'm going to do the Magi and the Gemaldic himself. Al tizkolonu avoinois rishonim. Don't call them first. Don't mention them first. Ma'eri yekadmunu rachamecha. First mention the Rachmin. We're so poor, Nebuch Yitzhara, and Golus, and all the shyness, and all the problems, and technology, and add all up, and everything we have, just makes life so difficult. Therefore, taking into a fact, so therefore, when the Rachmim is first, then the whole picture is different. And that's what he's saying, because Baruch is hikdim with this Rachmim, he wasn't even shattered, he didn't just say they go together. No, it's got to be the first. If it's there first, then the whole picture is different. Then the Racham has a completely positive effect that shines on the whole matter. It does mean when we say Akapoch is Kael Melech, Yoyishav HaKisa Rachmim, he's sitting there right on the Kisa Rachmim, that's the first thing. Yes, there's going to be Din, but the Rachmim is there first. The background of everything is the Rachmim, the basis. Both of them have a Kisa Rachmim. Then we hope, Shiach Deshmai, that even Pidin, Alpidin, which judges us, always be seeing us in the light of pure Rachmim. Maheri Kadmunu Rachamecha, first of all. Then, after this comes the Din. So the Gemara says, "Gedol no tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovel." Tshuva is so great, it reaches up to kisei hakovel, ad kisei hakovel. Rav Shimshon HaShofar, the famous Makubal, he said that there's a gematria here. There's a gematria. Tshuva equals kisei hakovel. Yeah, Avraham, you're nodding, does it? Huh? Right, so tshuva is 713, if you add it up, and Kisei HaKovel is 114. So it doesn't quite work out. No? Stiplish, huh? Doesn't work. So what was he said? So he said, I'd be Megale you a soid. A gewaldig soid. How this works. So he says, if you take the word Kisei HaKovel and you add it up, compounding it, which means half is 20. Then you do Chof plus Samach, which is another 80, plus 20. Then you do Kisei Chof Samach Aleph, which is 81, plus the 80, plus the 20. And then you add a Hey, right? So you add again Chof Samach Aleph Hey, add all that up. And then Chof Samach Aleph Hey Chof, each time adding up all the preceding letters, yeah? Etc., etc. Until you come to the final Dalet, when you then have added up Chof, Samach, Aleph, Hey, Chof, Veis, Vov, Dalet, that exactly adds up to 730. So Kisei HaKovel, compounded, each letter, each step, adds up to that. What's the Vot? Meaning to say, that during the Tshuva Shemagas and Kisei HaKovel, it steps, Tshuva steps. When you go up steps, take one step at a time. When you're up to step 3, you've got behind you step 1 and 2. When you go up to step 4, it's not like, now I've got a new step. It's a new step on top of 1, 2, 3. Except that's how you climb steps. Every little step takes you one to the higher. Then you come to the Kisei HaKovel. That's why the gematria of that adds up in the same way, because it's compounded to that. And I've got a simple question on that. A simple question. Which hit me this year. And I think therein lies, perhaps to a degree, the soid that he was talking about. Because he says, more than that, I can't be Megala. More than that, I can't be Megala. Just more than this gematria, it's a much hoch chazach. But I think I'll tell you a bit about the soid. And that is, that if we work that way around, if it's tshuva which you compound, adding tof, and then shirin, and then tof shirin, and then tof shirin vov, and then tof shirin vov base, etc. That way I can understand, because we're talking about the steps of tshuva. But then you come to many, many, many thousands. It comes to many thousands, it comes to, yeah? We're saying that the Kisei HaKovel, which we're adding up, yeah? Chof plus Samach, plus Chof Samach, plus Chof Samach, then that way. What does that tell us? You know what that tells us? That tells us that the steps are coming down from Kisei HaKovel. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is putting down those steps from Kisei HaKovel towards our tshuva. Not even that we've got to go up all the steps of tshuva until we come to Kisei HaKovel step by step by step. And this Baruch is making it so easy for us. Kein melech yeshav kisei rachamim. The rachamim is so fantastic. And this Baruch, the steps come roaring out. The red carpet comes down from Kisei HaKovel all the way. All those steps are Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of being makdim the rachamim to us. Isn't that voyeuristic? It's I'm turning it upside down. It's not the steps of tshuva which take us up to Kisei HaKovel. We've got to go up all those steps. Not even that. Gedolim tshuva shemagas at Kisei HaKovel. It means our tshuva is great that it meets the Kisei HaKovel. The Kisei HaKovel have come all the way down here because all those steps are coming from Kisei HaKovel, from the word Kisei HaKovel, not from the word tshuva, which shows that the Racham HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that He supplies, makes it easy for us. All we have to do is our step, our little tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gedolim tshuva. It already reaches the Kisei HaKovel, which I am providing for you. Ad kedei kach goes the Kisei Rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, is the Yusuf, I think, Kashrus Masho asks. Masho asks a simple question. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Levi, Gedoy lo Tshuva, Tshuva is great. So Magal says, Kisei Chavu, where do we learn it from? So Nehma, because the Pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael, Ad, Hashem Aleikach, Shuva Yisrael, Ad, Hashem, Ad, do Tshuva, Ad, you reach Kisei Chavu. But Masho, why does the Gemara have to learn this from a Pasuk in Hosea? Can learn it from a Pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Torah, in the Devarim, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Beis, Veshavto Ad Hashem Aleikecha. The key word is the Ad. So you've got a Pasuk in the Torah where it says Ad. Why does it have to go to Hosea? Should be short, Ad Hashem Aleikecha. Veshavto Ad Hashem Aleikecha. Says the Masho, and I'm explaining this into the Masho Teret, says the Masho, there Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Veshavto Ad Yisrael, you should go, Ad Hashem Aleikecha. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you do that, you do your tshuva, you reach Ad Hashem Aleikecha. Very nice, Moshe Rabbeinu. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Aleikecha. I guarantee that with your tshuva, and according to what I'm saying, it's gewaldig, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you do your bit up till you get to the Kisei HaKavod. So, Shuva Yisrael, I, from my Kisei HaKavod, from my place, I will ensure that you will get to the Kisei HaKavod, because the Kisei HaKavod is coming to meet you. Kisei HaKavod is coming to meet you, then noch besser. So that's the second pasuk. That's why Levi learns it from Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Aleikecha, to show that the Kisei HaKavod is being extended towards us. That's the Rachmim. That's how far the Rachmim goes. And the MS, it's a Mefurash Medrash. The Medrash says, on this pasuk, the Psikta, Moshe leben Melech. It was a ben Melech, a prince. Shiroch choyg me'oviv, far away from his father, Mahalach me'ayoyim, 100 days away, long journey. Omer lo'ehavov. So his friend said to him, Chazeret lavicha, go back to your dad. Omer lo'ehem, ini yochid. Finished, 100 days journey, I can't. Shalach oviv v'omer lo'ehem, father sent him a message. Halach ma'ashat ha'yochad fi koichacha. Go with him. Do what you can. You can't walk 100 days, walk half a day. Walk a few hours. Va'ani bo etzlecho b'sha'a derech. And I will come to meet you. Kacha b'nema kadosh baruch hu. Shuvu elai, v'ashuvu aleichem. Shuvu elai, do your bit, and I will come towards you. Mamash the same part. Sparkle says, you start your tshuva, it's difficult, it's a long journey. I'll meet you there, I'll come towards you all the way. All those steps down from the Kisei HaKavod, I will be there when you do your bit. Oh, but you've got to do your bit. Shuvu elai, or shuvu lechem. What do you say back? Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha. What does that mean? Sparkle, bring us back. Bring us back. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. There was a story with a certain gevir, a very, very wealthy man. It's called him Rothschild. And he had a daughter and he wanted to marry her. So he called the Shadchanim, said, "No, let's have some good suggestions which are worthy for my status." So they came and he came along with some very nice suggestions for this. So he checked out the suggestions and he found that there was one certain bochur which is mamish, the real thing that he's looking for. Fine. So he set up a meeting with the father. The only thing is the father was not the wealthiest of people, to put it mildly. So he set up the thing and he introduced him, called him to his office, said, "Oh, let me tell you about myself." I told him myself. He said, "Listen, for this young couple, I'm prepared to do everything, really. I've got a very nice penthouse deal in Yerushalayim, top floor with a built-in swimming pool, everything with Shabbos lift and a weekday lift, everything there, all set up, you know, absolutely. And besides for that, I'm going to give them another deal which they can rent out and get income from. And besides for that, I'm going to put into their bank account every month a couple of $1,000. And besides for that, I'm going to make sure they have a winter holiday in Europe, in the best hotels. But kids, I'm going to do everything they need. And what can you do? So, you know, from your part. So, well, I'm giving you my son. I'm giving you my son as part of the deal." So he said, no, seriously, you know, I can give him all that. Something, let's say $10,000. How does that sound to you?" So this pauper said, $10,000. I've never seen $10,000 in my life. How can I possibly get $10,000? So the Rothschild said, listen, I'm being very serious about this. This is a serious offer. I'm very happy to be ahead with this. But it's dependent upon this. You've got to do your bit. It's not too much to ask for a suit of Rothschild for $10,000. You're getting away cheap. And that's the minimum I can ask for you. And therefore, that's it. The whole shidduch hinges on this. Think about it. Go back. Discuss it with your friends and your family. And you work something out and come back. Come back to me in a week or 10 days. And with Shem, we can have a l'chaim. Okay? Thank you. Have a good day. Next morning, Rosha's sitting in his office and there's a knock on the door. Knock on the door. And here's the mechutnas there. He says, oh, very quick. You've already managed to raise the $10,000. She said, let me tell you. He said, I've been offered the shidduch. I've been offered the shidduch. It's a very good deal. Mr. Rothschild, yes. I've been offered the shidduch, a very good deal. And it's something I'd like to do very much. But the only problem is, I need $10,000. Can I possibly borrow $10,000 from you? Can I possibly have $10,000? Zach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm offering you a very good deal. I'm promising you a good year, health, wealth, nachas, gesund, shalom for Klal Yisrael, for all of you, all the best things. I promise you a good year. I just want one little thing from you. Tshuva, can you do that? No. Tshuva, what does that mean? Never done that before. You know what, all this tshuva business, I don't think I can handle it. And as well as the list, all I need you to say, slach lanu, asu mechila, have charota, be mechad, you're going to be a good boy. And that's it. Is that too much to ask? You know what? Think it over. I'm giving you 10 days to think it over. Let's meet again in 10 days' time. Let's meet on Yom Kippur. And we'll close the deal. And I'll say, Salachi Kippurecha. And we'll go ahead with the deal. Can we do that? Next morning we come to Slichas. Hashiveinu Hashem Elacha. Please help us do tshuva. Can you please do tshuva for us? Hashiveinu Hashem Elacha. You bring us back. You bring us back. Shmuel says, Shuvah Leibah, Shuvah Leichem. And we say, no, you bring us back. Even that we can't do. So there's no question about it. That bit we have to do. That first step. Shmuel was doing everything for us. He's marked in the Rachmin. They're bringing all the steps down to us. And it's making us so easy for us. Oh, but one step, that's what we have to do. We've got to take that step forward. As that Medrash says, do what you can. Is that too much to ask? Can we not make a small step, an effort? Basis of tshuva, charota, kabbalah laba, azim asachet, keep it to the minimum. No great kabbalas, a small kabbalah that we know we can hold with. We're going to be better people, we're going to try our best. Then the Medrash said, friend, that's it, that's all I want from you. The rest I'll take care of. But you can't even do that. The Chasam Seder says, we say in Slichas, said this morning, Rehovi, Keil Erech Apayim Mato. Very soon, Keil Erech Apayim. Keil Erech Apayim. Well, patience, Adinsham. Uval Achram, Uval Arachmi, Kriso. You Uval Arachmi. So the Rebbe Yishon, yes. Aber Derech Tshuva Yereso. Don't forget that. There's the way here, the way here. There's one way to get to access all that Rachmim and Keil Erech Apayim, Adin Nafton Tshuva. And therefore that, Rebbe Yishon, that's your part of the deal. Derech Tshuva Yereso. Then we can hope etc. All that will follow. But we have to do just our small step. If we can do that, then we get it. We said the davening, right through Slichas, Kibdalim Mechoroshim, the Fakim Dulasecha, like poor people, like paupers, Tal, Rosh, to the poorest of the poor. The Fakim Dulasecha, I'm knocking on your door. Let me say again, Dulasecha, the Faknu, we're not on your door, Rachu Vacham. No, I'll teach you Rekam Bufanecha. And then we say again, Bufanecha Malkin Rekam, I'll teach you Venu. Can I tell you a little bit of going on here? So I'm sure you've already heard the vote, what it means, Nasecha, the Fakunu, the Fakunu, the Secha. Yeah? A person comes and knocks once, very politely, to open the door, and whatever he's come for. When you hear the insistent knocking, then you know something more serious is going on. Yeah? So the person is waiting for the insistent knock. Fine. But what about the next part? Nasecha, the Fakunu, Rekam. Not to Shiveinu, please do not turn us away, Reka Milfanecha. And then, Milfanecha Malkin Reka Mal to Shiveinu. I haven't heard a teretz for that. By that repetition. Anybody has a good teretz? Please tell me. I've not heard a teretz by that repetition again. Second time, third time, yeah? Not to Shiveinu Reka Milfanecha. And then backwards, Milfanecha Malkin Reka Mal to Shiveinu. Don't turn to empty eyes. Twice. Well, you said the same thing, yeah? We shall not twice understand. But to say again, Please don't send empty handed. Please don't send empty handed. Again, what does it mean? Why the extra time? Huh? So why is the second time before that's okay?
Open the door.
Open the door. You mean first time you just open the door.
Exactly. Don't walk away from us.
And second time?
Don't walk away from us.
The person who opens the door, the Torah shouldn't walk away from the door. Fine. Very good. Very good. Okay, Rav Simcha. I would now suggest something on the lines of a different medrash. And this is also important about knowing what the power of Yom Kippur is. The Torah, Timotov Kuf Be Aleph, brings the following Moshe. The Torah brings this Moshe. It says, Moshe in the Medina, you have a country, the Chayav tax to the king, owes tax to the king. And he wasn't paying up. Not paying up, sent him one letter, another letter, then came the red letter, and still weren't paying up. So he came along with an army to go and make sure to claim this tax from this town which wasn't paying the tax. But he came within a distance of Eser Parsois, away from the town. So the Gdoile HaMedina came to meet the king. And they said, Eilonu Malitanoch, please let us off. We just don't have. Okay, he let them off a third. Now there's ten Parsois. Parsois is 4 mil. So he's about 40 mil outside our town. Quite a distance, they came to meet him. Quite a distance. Okay, he let them off a third. He came closer. He wasn't finished over them. Came closer. And the Beinonim came to meet him. The average people in the town. He's not mamish the knackers, but Azoi, not some of these dumb people, the posh people. So they said the same thing. Well, we just haven't got anything. Okay, let them have another third. Kishinus Karib Yosef, they came even closer. Yotsu Kol Bnei Ha'ir, the whole town came out en masse to meet him. And they said to the king, Rebbe, king, we haven't got what to give. Okay, let them off. So now, in three ways, let them all off. Says the Medrash. Kach. Hamelach Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei HaMedina Eilu Yisroel. Kal Yisroel, they've got a big, big, heavy debt of Averos throughout the year. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, says the Medrash, the Gedolim Mis'anim, as the Medrash says, the Gedolim, Kal Yisroel, they fast, and they do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets Klal Yisrael off a third. I'm talking about the whole Klal Yisrael now. Then an Aseres Mei Tshuva, the rest of Klal Yisrael fast, like they used to in those days, do Tshuva, Shmoch lets off the other third. On Yom Kippur, everybody fast, everybody does Tshuva, and Shmoch is Mavata, everything. That's the last third. Therefore, it comes about Yom Kippur, and Klal Yisrael of the Simcha. And that's why the first day of Sukkot is called the Rishon, the Cheshbon Avonis, because till then, everything has been clear. That's the Medrash. Pray to this Yosef on this tour, who brings the Medrash. But Mr. Yosef, I don't understand. You're telling me the Erev Rosh Hashanah is equal to Yom Kippur? They're equal. Because he's saying the third gets off an Erev Rosh Hashanah. And how can Erev Rosh Hashanah one day be equal to all Aseres Mei Tshuva? Another third. And Yom Kippur, the great holy day of Yom Kippur, is just equal to another third? What does it mean? How do we understand that that's the nimshal to the moshul? But the moshul is clear. And it's the Medrash Tanhuma, this moshul. So what does it mean? So then, and then the Medrash says, you know what the answer is? He says, the first third is easy to have a kapora. Second third is more difficult. So you need 10 days. The last third is more difficult, and therefore you need Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? We're talking about numbers here. Why is one third difficult than the second third? Why the difference? You get third, third, third. What's the difference? Says the Eitz Yosef, Pirus on the Medrash, to explain. The Eitz Yosef says, this is a very easy answer, the Kala of it. What does it mean? What is this answer? He explains it. Says it, he explains it with a simple moshul. So if you have a baguette, a clothing of any sort, which gets stained, badly stained, with mud, with soya, with blood, something real nasty, dirty, heavy, thick, garoba stain. And you need to take it off. So first of all, you've got this baguette, and then there's this thick thing on top of the baguette, this thick, whatever it is, on top of the baguette, yeah? So you throw it in the washing machine, or you soak it in water, and what happens? And the first layer comes up very quickly. First layer comes off because it's above the beged, and it goes off, takes off. Yeah, even if you just soak it in water, it comes off eventually. That's the first layer. How much is left? In thickness, there's hardly anything left. It's all absorbed into the beged. Now, you soak it again, wash it again. So then, you have to soak it stronger, more soap, stronger heat, bigger spin, longer, and then you get more, you get even inside the beged comes out. But there's still an impression of a stain left there, because it was a really dark, dirty, heavy stain. To get that last stain out, you've got to wash it again with boiling water, and put in an extra heavy wash, and finally, you do it again, and that's just twice, then finally that last thing will get out. Because that's how it goes. The stain, the deeper it goes, the harder it is to eradicate, to wash off. So the same thing. We know that a chet, Rachman al-Nusson, is a stain on our neshama. Shpoch creates that neshama, shall have to be the over it's a stain. When the pasuk says, Yeshua, how your lobush begodim tsoyim. Tsoyim to the chatoim. Nobody says there. That's Torah, which you read, yeah? Shabbat Chanukah. To the lobush begodim tsoyim. Or we say in the piyot, Tinufom mechei. Wipe away their dirt. Wipe away the dirt of our neshama. A chet is a stain, a dirt in our neshama. The worse the chet, the bigger the dirt. The more chatoim, the more we're covered with the grobkite of the chet. And what we're asking for, we need to cleanse ourselves from this. So, the first part of tshuva takes off the grobkite of the chet. We try to clean our neshama. It's like the beged, exactly like the beged. So the first part takes off the top layer of the chet. Right, that's gone, you've done tshuva. But there's always going to remain on our neshamas, which are pure and holy, some remnant of some rosham of the stain. And that takes much longer to get rid of. So the first third goes up quickly. The second third also, when it comes to the last third, which is the last remnant of the stain, that needs the Heilige Tofen Yom Kippur itself. Then because and then every last remnant and trace of the chet goes. But not till then. That's why we need the kippah. Because that last third is the most difficult. That's the deepest. And if we want to make sure we're working with kippah completely, b'tara, the kedusha, b'tara, then we need only Yom Kippur can do that. That's why the last part is the thing. So taka three thirds. Because depending on the source of the chet and how it works, like a beggar, it's mummish like a beggar. Think of it that way. You walk into Yom Kippur, stained. You want to walk out pure and clean. And that gives the simcha that there is at the Yom Kippur. Anayim mensh, a new barrier, pure and clean. And that we need the tshuva for, together with the Yom Kippur. But again, we need to do our tshuva. It has to start with our tshuva. As Baruch Hu says, I'll do the rest. I'll even supply the great kapara of Yom Kippur when you do your bit. But you have to remember one thing, you can't walk into Yom Kippur and say, oh, here I am, Rabbi Nishtoyev, let's start Yom Kippur. You see from this muscle that you need to have preparation. You need these three different, that's the muscle. One third, taken care of. So we're already past the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we're almost finished the service made tshuva, but we've got to use the last remaining hours that we have to do that bit of the pre-wash, so that on Yom Kippur, we'll have the final wash of Yom Kippur, which does the full thing. But it can't all happen in Yom Kippur. You know, you can't all throw it in and expect the last wash to take care of everything. We need to do our preparation. And that's what we have to do. If we can do that, and start off with now already, and preparing the mission that the Yom Kippur should be Yom Kippur, which the version will go to our bit of tshuva, the version will do the rest. And as I said a couple of years ago, on that, to finish off, we know by tomorrow evening, our fate will be sealed. By tomorrow evening. That a sincere tshuva will act as our shield. We know that Hashem is waiting there. Mocha yeah, is there. But